Inside the visitor center to the right as you enter is a large exhibit mounted on the wall. The exhibit is a series of four interpretive panels with a combination of text and photographs. This exhibit explains how the eastern hemlock forests are in a state of change, how those changes have played an enormous role in shaping the economic and cultural heritage of the people of the Delaware River Valley for more than 10,000 years, what the park staff are doing to protect the forest, and how you can help preserve and protect this unique ecosystem. The first 6-foot by 1-foot brown informative panel with white lettering introduces a new topic.
This forest is our heritage.
The second 3-foot by 5-foot panel of alternating blue text boxes and colored photographs begins with text. It reads,
Forest in flux. Forests are constantly changing. Natural processes, invasive species, climate change, and other factors all affect the forest landscape. As this forest changes, so too will the animals and plants that live here. The National Park Service is working to preserve this hemlock forest ecosystem to sustain a link to the past. If these preservation efforts are successful, future generations will be able to experience and enjoy this unique part of our heritage.
Below the text is a full-color photo of a hemlock forest showing the understory and mature trees growing along a creek. Three equally sized boxes below are titled Natural Heritage and show from left to right a full-color photo of a brook trout swimming in a creek. The brook trout has a dusky brown-gray back, dorsal and tail fins with a light cream-colored pattern of elongated spots. Its sides are spotted with the same light cream color alternating with bright red-orange spots that fade out near the fish's belly. The brook trout's lower fins and lower side near the belly are red-orange that fades to very pale pink, almost white on the bottom of the belly and along the front edge of the lower fins. The caption reads,
Brook trout thrive in clean, cold water, shaded by the dense hemlock canopy.
The center box is blue with text that reads,
This forest is in transition. Over time, the number of eastern hemlocks here will change, but their significance to our heritage will remain.
The third box contains a full-color photo of a rhododendron bush with pink flowers in full bloom. The caption reads,
Rhododendrons thrive in the moist, shady understory of the hemlock forest.
The third 3-foot by 5-foot panel is titled Economic Heritage. The panel is divided into 7 sections with alternating green text boxes and photos. 3 historical black and white photos depict the historic economic drivers of the area. 1 shows turn-of-the-century tourists relaxing in front of a building. In the 2nd, loggers pose for a picture on top of a large stack of logs cut from the forest. The 3rd photo shows workers sitting atop wagons loaded with farm crops. The 4th photo is a modern color photo of a hiker at a scenic overlook with a view of the forest-covered mountains and the river below. Text on the panel reads,
The hemlock forest is a living reminder of our past. At one time, the forest provided resources that ensured a livelihood for the people who lived here. Early tourist resorts touted clean air and cool water as a healthy break from overcrowded cities. Lumbering employed local men to harvest and haul the towering hemlock trees. From lumbering to tanning to tourism, hemlock forests provided what industries banked on. In fact, during the late 1800s, Pennsylvania's hemlock tree supported the nation's largest leather tanning industry. The tannin found in hemlock bark preserves leather and keeps it flexible and durable. Left. Today, tourists enjoy hiking and biking on designated trails as well as paddling down the river. Below,
the 4 3-foot by 5-foot panel is divided into 7 sections with alternating orange and blue text boxes and 3 color photos. The top photo is of a woman and 2 young girls walking along a boardwalk. Text below it reads,
Cultural Heritage. As you experience this distinctive landscape, remember to stay on the boardwalk to protect the shallow hemlock roots. Look up at the dense evergreen canopy. Look around at the plants that flourish in this shady forest. Look and listen for the animals that live and thrive here.
A large text box in the center reads,
Explore and enjoy. This unique eastern hemlock forest inspires us to be good stewards of our heritage. We strive to preserve this forest for its own sake, for what it meant to our past, and for future generations to enjoy. Our hemlock forest may not be here forever, so go outside and let the forest inspire you.
The 2nd photo is of a young man fishing in a small creek deep in the forest. A caption reads,
Generations have fished the cold, clear trout streams found in hemlock forest ecosystems.
The 3rd photo is of a wide-flowing waterfall flowing across bedrock. Text on the panel reads,
As underlying rocks give way, water cascades down the waterfalls found in hemlock ravines. Left.